It's great to be back. We've just been away for a two-week holiday, and it's great that we can come and just share with you. It's always good to rest, but I'm always happy to get back. I want to talk to you about being called. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 9, the Bible says this: God saved us and called us into a holy calling. So we are saved and we are called. Now, Brian Houston said something in a book I was reading recently that quite struck me. He said, most Christians live saved, but they don't live called. And that's a challenge, isn't it? Are we just saved going through the motions, or are we called of God? Are we called to be fruitful? John 15, verse 16, Jesus says this: you did not choose me, but I chose you, that you would bear much fruit and that your fruit should remain. So there's this sense of God chose me and God chose you, not to just be saved, but to bear fruit. We are called to bear fruit. So we've just come away on holiday, and we went to Pendray Country Park. And in Pendray Country Park, there's this amazing sandy beach. And we parked in the car park, which was just behind the dunes that you have to go through to get to the beach. And while we were in the car park, there were all these people sitting by their RVs and their motorhomes, and they're cooking and they're having chats. They're just sitting in a car park together. And yet we were looking at them thinking, well, they're sitting here, but they're missing the best part, which was just over there. And so off we went to see the sea. It was glorious and beautiful. That's a bit like us. We can be saved, but we're missing the best part, because the best part is to walk out our calling and walk out our salvation. And God just doesn't want to be us sitting in a car park waiting for him to come back, sitting in church waiting for him to return, sitting here waiting for us to die and go to glory. God wants us to go on an adventure, and the adventure is that calling. So today I want to speak about three aspects of the calling, which will be very, very familiar to you, because these are just general to all of us. And then after that, I want to challenge you about your own personal situation. So we're not just saved. We're not just living in the car park. We're not just sitting in the church. We're not just waiting for Jesus to come back. We're not just waiting to die. We are called to make a difference in this world. So where do we start? Well, the first thing is this: three aspects of the calling. Number one, I am called to love God, worship him, adore him, praise him. So my initial calling, we're all called as Christians to have a heart focused towards our God. And Jesus says that the Father's looking for people who will worship him. And that word worship is proskuneo, which means to come close and kiss. So we're called to worship God, come close to him, to kiss him, to have intimacy with him, to come at heart to heart and face to face with him. Do you know, if we are to love him, Jesus says this: we're called to love the Father, but if you obey my commandments, you love me. How do we love God? By doing what he says. So we love God by coming close in intimacy and worship him. We love him by keeping his commandments. And lastly, we worship him by laying down our lives for him. Romans 12 verse 1 says that we're to be a living sacrifice before God. Do you know what? Most mornings when I wake up, I say to myself, Lord, I want to live for you. Lord, I want to fulfill your will in my life. Lord, I want to fulfill your purpose in my life. Lord, I want to follow you. I start my rising up most mornings with a dedication of my life to the Father, to his purposes. I want to be that living sacrifice that lays his life down for the Father. And you can too. And I would encourage you to do that. When you get up, say, good morning, Lord. I love you. I want to lay my life down for you. I want to follow you. I want your will in my life, not my will. And as you do that, you'll see what the Father will do. He'll give you a heart that'll just want to follow him. So that's the first aspect of every Christian's calling. It's towards the Father, to love, to kiss, to worship, to adore, to lay our lives down for him. But the second aspect is found in John chapter 13. If we just turn there briefly. John chapter 13. some of my favorite verses of scripture. Verse 34, 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So the second aspect of the call of God on my life is I am called to love the brethren. I am called to be part of a community of people that lay down their lives one for another, to love someone, to bless them. We are called to love one another. God wants to build communities of believers that have love for one another. Not just ordinary love, but the love that Jesus, I have loved you, Jesus says. Love one another. The sacrificial love, the agape love, the God kind of love. I'm called to love in that way. Now, I can only do it supernaturally through the power of the Holy Spirit working in me and changing me. But we're called to love. And, you know, during this pandemic, you have an opportunity to demonstrate Christian love. You have an opportunity to make a difference to somebody. Just 5 minutes ago, I phoned somebody up just before we were praying to this, and I just shared something with them, and they were so blessed by my phone call. They were so thrilled by what I had to say. You know, you could do that as soon as you finish watching this. Ring somebody up, encourage them, bless them, give to them. You know, God wants us to love one another. Let's encourage somebody. Just earlier in the day, somebody said to me they were really struggling spiritually because they're missing church, they're missing the brethren. We can pray for people. We can bless people. We can give to people. Do you know, they say that with the pandemic, there's going to be an economic recession, Now, that might not affect all of us, but let's look out for the ones it does affect. Let's make a difference for the ones it does affect. Maybe you could support somebody. Maybe you could buy somebody a hamper of food. Maybe you could give somebody. You know, God blesses us to be a blessing. So let me encourage you. God is calling you to love the brethren. Let's love one another. Let's work out ways that we can encourage each other. We can love one another. So I'm going to leave that with you. You do this. You do this to your Christian family. You do this to your friends and even people who aren't friends in the church. Just bless them. Do you know, you can't out-bless God. And if you bless God's people, it's like blessing God. So take a moment. Stop. Ask yourself, who could I be a blessing to today? Who could I make a difference to today? Just think about it. You got somebody? As soon as you're finished, get on and do it. We have been in lockdown for 140 days. Who can you encourage? Who can you make a difference to? And the third aspect of this call on every Christian's life is this: to love the world. Matthew 22 verse 39 says this: love your neighbor as yourself. Love the world. You know, I've been bumping into a person who lives locally and doesn't seem to have, he's not a Christian, doesn't seem to have many friends or family or anything. And I'm just sharing a bit of my life with him, making the difference, stopping to talk to him. What am I doing? I'm trying to love him. I'm trying to embrace him. I'm trying to just share with him. And you know, the greatest thing I can share with him is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew 28 is the other aspect of this love. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. You know, it's lockdown. You can say, well, how can I do that? Do you know God can make a way? Just the week before we went on holiday, I had 5 opportunities to share a little bit about my faith. And I invited every one of them to come and watch us online. I mean, when I say watch us, I mean, come to church online. You know, ask God to give you opportunities. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking for God to give me opportunities because I want to share this message of love. I want to share my faith. But that's the foundation of every Christian's call. It's found in these three things. I'm going to love God the Father. I'm going to love my brothers and sisters in the church. And I'm going to love the world. So now when I start out working these things in my life, then God starts to lead me and guide me in a particular way. You know, because the outworking of the calling starts with loving God, loving one another, and then loving the world. But God brings detail, if that's the right word. He personalizes this call, and he leads his children in the steps they should take. So, you know, for example, you know, I just love God. I just wanted to serve God. I just wanted to do my best. I wanted to tell people about Jesus. I just loved. And God spoke really clearly to me 30 years ago. And he said, Alex, I want you to go to Bridgend. And I've been in Bridgend for 30 years. And the only thing that would ever take me out of Bridgend is the call of God, because I want to fulfill his purpose in my life. Do you know it says of David? David fulfilled the purposes of God in his generation and then went to be with him. I want to be a Christian like that, that fulfills purpose. And you know, for me, I'm a pastor. And you might say, well, Alex, you know, you know what God wants you to do and so forth. But I believe God has purpose for all of us. So I want to take you to a scripture that might be new to many of you. But if you turn to me to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. It's just after Psalms in the middle of your Bible. And let me read you this. Proverbs 20, verse 5. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. And I was reading that just a few days ago, and I was thinking of it in these terms, is that in your heart, God has put, if you like, spiritual DNA of his purposes for your life. There's some stuff in here, in the heart, the spirit of you, that God has put his imprint on, and that is what God wants to do to you. But it's like deep water, and you have to understand it's in there to draw it out. What has God created me for? What has God called me for? Now, you know, I was thinking about this a bit like a well. When you get water here, you just turn the tap on, don't you? It's really easy. There's no effort. You just turn the tap off. But if you go into a well, you've got to walk to the well with a bucket, and then you put the bucket in and it drops down into the water, and then you draw the water out. It takes time and effort and understanding. And it's a little bit like that with discovering what God wants you to do. It's just like God has put some things in you, and your heart speaks, and God has purposed you to be more than just waiting for him to come back, but to make a difference in this world. So go into the well. It takes time and effort. And I want you to think about this. Well, what should I do, Alex? Well, start asking yourself some questions. If some of you have got a very clear idea of what your purpose is, and that's fantastic. I'm one of those people. But many Christians are not quite sure. So start asking questions of yourself, like, what makes you cry? What makes you cry? Do you know, when I sit down and I hear gospel stories of how people get saved and how God moves, it moves me to tears. It's indicative that God wants me. There's something in me that wants to reach the lost. What are you passionate about? What makes you laugh? How are you gifted? Do you know, I've never ever once thought I was called to music ministry. It's because I'm not gifted that way. But ask some questions about yourself, and then ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Now, if you're doing the first three things, love God, love the church, love the world, you're putting a good foundation for God to build these other things on, which are more personal to you. With the right foundation of love, he'll draw out of your heart, and you'll draw understanding out. So where do I start? I would encourage you, read the scriptures. Just, you know, why do I always say that? Because God speaks out of them. And you're thinking, God, what am I going to do with my life? God, what have you called me to? And you're exploring those questions. As you're exploring, as you're asking those questions, at the same time, read the word. Read the book of Acts. Read the Gospels. Read the Psalms. Just read and ask the Holy Spirit to speak into your heart. Take time to pray and meditate. Do you know, I've told you already, but I'm just asking God, Lord, what do you want me to do? I know I'm called to Bridgend. Where are you leading me? Who do you want me to make a difference to? But I'm looking for God to speak to me. Now, it says this of Moses. It says Moses, it entered his mind. to go back to see his people. Sometimes God just drops thoughts in your mind. Maybe you should do this. Maybe, and it's just learning to tune into his thoughts and taking a few risks. So I want to encourage you. You are called to fulfill the purpose of God in your life. Build a good foundation. Love God, love one another, love the world. And out of that, start drawing out of yourself. Listen to the scripture again. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water. So deep inside of your heart, there's purpose. Draw it out. Ask the Holy Spirit to draw it out. And let's see God's word that out of the mouth of Jesus, that he has chosen you to bear fruit, be fulfilled in your lifetime, in your generation, in this world, in Jesus' name. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.